This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
In the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Team Haven, emotions are running high inside the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. How are you today, Hayden? Fresh off of Lady Vols game, two thumbs up. Oh, you're rooting for UConn. Weird.
Oh, man.
Figured you'd be sad after that game.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker.
Never mind. Cameron, you good?
I am good. I've just been enjoying the off-air banter before we even got in here.
I broke my own rule. Usually it's commercial breaks. It's not when the Schmohawk Draven comes in with a take 3 minutes for the show, and I've used up all my good arguing. Draven, you good?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Then tell the audience.
Heated eyes. I say I'm ready.
Let's let Draven sell you. Because we've gone from the potential of big game hunting. You had, you know, reports yesterday that money wasn't going to be an issue, that Tennessee would be willing to spend up to $7 million. People started getting excited. People are running wild with the idea of Lane Kiffin coming back to Knoxville, of going to maybe poach a coach like Matt Campbell. At least talk to him. A coach like Luke Fickell, at least talk to him. And then today you wake up, and there's a lot of talk about Sonny Dykes from SMU. There's a lot of talk about Lance Leipold from up at Buffalo and of Clemson's offensive coordinator, Tony Elliott. Draven comes in, and he's locked and loaded. He says he's all aboard the Tony Elliott train. Go ahead, make your case.
Okay. All right. Hear me out for a second, because I know what everybody's thinking. Oh, Clemson.
Before you start, Hayden, keep an eye on the press conference. Can we get that press conference up on the TV? Is there a way to do that? Can you go to YouTube and do that? We hand him the remote. Let's try to at least put the closed captioning on so you can kind of read it. Keep up with the quotes. Because new athletic director Danny White is addressing the media right now. So keep an eye on that. We'll update you on anything he says. All right, Draven, go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right. Tony Elliott. A lot of talent at Clemson, so, you know, there's going to be some drawbacks there. They're going to say, oh, it's just the talent. He's the, you know, offensive guy for the last few years. But think about this. Dabo Swinney's ability to motivate. Tony Elliott worked under Dabo Swinney. He's been in Clemson for a long time. Since 2011, he's been at Clemson. Think about all the success they've had since 2011. So you have a winner. You have experience with a big program. You have learning under, again, one of the best motivators in college football, Dabo Swinney, which could potentially help Tony Elliott in his recruiting here at UT, right? Offensive mind. We've been looking for an offensive mind, especially with how our offense has looked last season, right? Plus, 2017, Broyles Assistant of the Year Award. Not bad, right? Ohio State game. Who was out, John, in that loss to Ohio State?
I believe Tony Elliott was out.
Tony Elliott. He was out. They got blown out. What do you know?
Can't rely on him when it matters, I guess.
Oh, is that true? You know, it's COVID red. Can't really help that.
Stay isolated and quarantined, but either way.
But he checks pretty much all the boxes because we talk about these candidates and we say everybody has their flaws. Everybody kind of has some sort of baggage, something kind of going on.
Sure.
But when we're talking about, again, just a winner, experience, working with just great athletes and being able to say, hey, like I got some of these great athletes from Clemson to the pros. And I get it. You're going to say, oh, well, they had Trevor Lawrence, T. Higgins, yada, yada, yada. But still, we know for a fact that you can have as much talent as you want, but being able to develop players, being able to really just get to players motivation-wise, whatever, that's what Clemson has done since 2011, since he's been here.
That's fine. I don't understand what he does differently than what Jeremy Pruitt did. I don't understand how he's such a better candidate than who you've been laughing at all week when I suggest Gerard Mayo. I'm a little confused as to why those things are now a positive here with Tony Elliott because, you know, his resume is not as good as Jeremy Pruitt's. The only thing he does differently is he coaches offense, sort of, part-time, as a co-offensive coordinator. He calls half the plays underneath an offensive guy like Dabo Swinney. So I'm confused as to why all of a sudden these are positive things. And I've heard people talk about needing head coach experience, and, you know, that's where you guys keep yelling at me about with Gerard Mayo. I'm confused as to how this
is different. Whoa, that's – no, I'm not saying that about Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mayo, it's not the head coaching experience. It's just only 2 years coaching. Tony Elliott's, again, since 2011. He's been at Clemson for almost a decade.
Coaching the easiest –
for about a decade.
Coaching the easiest position in college football. We have all said – no, don't roll your eyes. We have all said the easiest position to coach in college football is what? The running backs. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. Fair or foul?
I guess.
Okay.
I mean,
that's what we always say. We have said that on the show all season. Coaching running backs, not that difficult. The easiest of the positions, I would say. You know, maybe tight end. I don't know. But like running backs, you know, pretty simple. Either you have the vision or you don't. Hold on to the football. 8 pressure points. Here's some balance drills. So, excuse me for not giving him a lot of credit for coaching running backs. That to me doesn't
He did a lot more than coach running backs.
Eventually, he became the co-offensive coordinator, you know, for 4 years, which, again, behind an offensive coach on a staff with more offensive coaches. And then this year became the official OC, but still split duties calling plays. Like, I don't know what on the resume jumps out to you other than being at Clemson and winning, although I don't think anyone looks and says that they won because of Tony Elliott. So again, I'm confused as to what he brings to the table that's different than what Jeremy Pruitt brought to the table.
I would say under Nick Saban, you've had a lot of coaches who haven't worked out. Defensive mind. And by the way, just go watch like a Tony Elliott interview.
No.
Press conference.
Have you gone and listened to Gerard Mayo's interviews yet?
I watched like one.
No, you didn't. You're lying.
I watched a little bit of the clip.
What'd you think? Oh, okay. You didn't watch it. You're lying. Your face is getting red. I can tell you're lying.
Yeah, I am lying.
I know. I know. You don't have to admit it. I've been asking you to go watch interviews. I'm not going to watch your interview. And with Jeremy Pruitt, I would say it's a positive that he did it 3 different places. Rather than being in the under the...
You don't think being in one system is better in implementing and kind of bringing that winning mentality, that winning system over to UT? Something we could look at here?
I mean, I think if you go and win at different places, it'd be more impressive. I think winning a national championship at both Florida State and Alabama is more impressive on paper than just being underneath the wing of Dabo Swinney for your entire run. I would personally say that. Now, I will say that, like, you know, it does seem, in every one of Danny White's hires, the new athletic director, every one of those hires have been offensive-minded people. So, like, I mean, I do think that Tennessee is prepared to continue that trend and kind of say, look, college football is just so geared towards the offenses right now. We have to be good at that.
Let me ask you this real quick. So, everybody likes Jamie Chadwell, right? What is, other than the small tie he has to UT, What do you like with Jamie Chadwell over Tony Elliott?
I mean, I would say that he has been a head coach. I mean, I would say that like that.
Coastal, though, what's the difference as an OC at Clemson and a head coach at Coastal?
What's the difference between being a running back coach at Clemson and being an all-pro linebacker at New England, running the defense there as a player?
NFL and college football is a little different. Actually, a lot different.
I would say it's inferior. I would say it's the JV versus the varsity is what I would say. I mean, we're not going to sit here and act like college football is better than NFL and that there's not better minds and more prepared people.
Anyways, we're not talking about Mayo. I don't know about Tony Elliott.
But I'm saying that, like, you know, I'm looking and, like, Chadwell, if I was arguing for Chadwell over Elliott, I would say it's because he has been a head coach. And I would say it's because I know that it's his offense. We don't know what offense they're running at Clemson. I don't know if that's Tony Elliott's offense or if that's Dabo's offense. Or just extending from Chad Morris's offense. Or who even put that offensive system in. It's the same thing as leaving and taking Nick Saban's defense. It might work. For every Jeremy Pruitt, there is a Kirby Smart. Like, don't get me wrong. It might work. I am not sitting here and saying Tony Elliott would not succeed. And I'm not saying I would even be mad if they hired Tony Elliott simply because Danny White's hired winners. And I am going to say that, like, hey, whoever he hires, I might be upset with. But I will say, you know what, he deserves the benefit of the doubt. But there will still be questions about doing it at this level, no matter who it is. If he brings in a Group 5 coach, if he brings in a Tony White, or Tony Elliott, excuse me, I keep calling him Tony White, because of Danny White. If he brings in a Tony Elliott, there will be questions about both the head coach and the AD. He won at UCF in the, what, American Conference?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if Danny White can build a winner in the SEC. I think he can. We said yesterday this guy's a top-level AD. He knows what he's doing. But there'll be questions until the winning actually starts happening, no matter who the coach is.
Tony Elliott was a walk-on at Clemson in 1999 and became a captain in 2003. Wow. Rare accomplishment for a walk-on.
I think I'd rather have a guy drafted number 10 overall and becoming a captain in the NFL in year two. I'm just laughing because you have been very vocal and yelling and shouting me down every time I mention Jerod Mayo, and yet here you are going with a lesser version by all accounts.
Again, a linebacker coach in the NFL is a lot different than an assistant coach, an offensive coordinator who's been there for a decade. Again, Mayo's only coached, what, you said, 2 years?
Quit saying he's been there for a decade. He was a running backs coach. He hasn't been calling the offense
for
a decade.
But he's been there for a decade.
That's fine.
He's been there for a decade.
Jerod Mayo was with the Patriots for a decade.
I feel like Jerod Mayo, by the way, the ending to his career, I feel like it really kind of died out, didn't it?
I heard we're going to talk about his playing career. I mean, come on.
You keep bringing up his playing career like it's going to relate to his coaching.
He was an all-pro. He's still on the roster. He's still in the meetings.
All-pro, all-pro. Does all-pro just result in great coach?
I mean, all-pro captain. He's done it. I think that would be – I'm just saying, I think that would help recruiting if you go in and tell somebody, hey, I know what it takes to be great at the next level. I can get you there. I think that's great for recruiting.
You could sell me on Jerod Mayo as a defensive coordinator. You could. You could sell me in NFL – college, whatever. You can sell me on that. But head coach, John,
I'm not here to argue about Mayo. I've done that enough this week. I'm simply just holding up a mirror to the hypocrisy. That's all I'm trying to do all week. Let's hold up the mirror to hypocrisy. And we got 4 shows worth of footage of you hating on a coaching candidate for a lot of the same reasons.
It's not the same.
And now you're coming in here and acting like Tony Elliott is the answer.
By the way, let's not forget that the whole offensive mind, that's a huge get for UT. That's a huge bonus because, again, we see how college football is trending. It's all about offense. You don't even have to have a good defense anymore. You just have to be able to get a stop every now and then.
You know who the best coach in college football is?
Nick Saban.
Is he an offense or a defensive guy?
Is
he an offense or a defensive guy?
Defense.
Okay.
The one exception. It's
a pretty big one.
The one exception.
Luke Fickell had a top 10 defense or top 10 offense this year. Maybe just top 25 offense, but he's a defensive guy.
Did he beat the one good opponent he played this year against Georgia?
They lost a coin flip game.
They still lost, though.
They lost on a 50-yard field goal at the end of the game. I mean, yes, they lost. You are correct. They lost, but yes. But the offense was, I believe, top 25 in the country. You can be a defensive coach and put a good offense on the field. You could do that.
Yep.
Like, Jeremy Pruitt could have had a good offense here. Like, Kirby Smart, Georgia's offense has been good at times. Now, it's also been bad at times. Don't get me wrong, but, like, you could be a defensive coach and still be elite. Like, again, 2 of the top 5 coaches in college football are defensive guys. I mean, if you want to call Kirby a top 5 coach, I would put him right there at number 5. Agree or disagree with that, Cam? I mean,
yeah.
Kirby's like borderline top 5. I mean,
he's taking the team to the national championship
right.
recently.
Should have won it. I mean, you could say that Kirby's kind of shortfalls have cost him a couple games, but yeah. I don't think there's much he could do on 3rd and 18 whenever Tua just, you know, dropped a dime in there.
I think there's definitely things you could do, like play safe and don't get beat deep on the biggest play of the game in overtime.
Keep him out of field goal range. It's a tough situation because you're up by a field goal. But either way, your guy got beat. But either way, 2 of the top 5 coaches in college football, defensive guys. So I don't even subscribe to the idea that you have to have an offensive coach. I think if you have an offensive coach, you're going to have to hire a great defensive coordinator. I think if you're a defensive coach, you're going to have to hire a great offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Unless you can do both of them. Danny White still hasn't taken to the podium, but Donde Plowman is addressing the media. We'll keep you posted. Let's catch a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Danny White officially talking to the media. Did he stumble over Randy Boyd and Donde Plowman's name? I think he was stumbling over a lot. Yeah, I think he's like, I didn't really expect to be here, but you know, this offer was so damn good, so here I am.
Maybe nerves, right?
Probably a little nerves, but also like there is vibes that you're up there giving a presentation that you're not exactly prepared for.
Yeah.
you're giving a speech you're not exactly prepared for. You didn't do all the homework.
He said he didn't even know what day it was. or what time it was.
He said morning, afternoon, where are we?
As we come into the second segment, early reviews, Mitchell says, LOL, he, as in you, is not selling me at all on Tony Elliott.
Yeah, I got a couple fire dravens from the tweet.
Man.
You said you had one more question. Let's hear.
Okay, just
so far you haven't done anything to convince us of hiring Tony Elliott. So
what
far.
If? What if? And this this big what if? What if?
You ask me what if he brings Brent Venables? Is that what you better say?
That's what I was literally going to say. What if he did though? Brent Venables, by the way.
What
I
if
mean,
he brought Dabo? What if he gets Vince Dabo to come too?
We'll just become Clemson.
Crazy with it.
Oh, is
now
it?
You getting a little crazy with it.
Yeah, Brent Venables has turned down multiple head coaching jobs, but he's going to switch to come be the DC. For Tennessee. Yeah, great, great what if, Dre. That, somehow that's even worse than what you were saying in the first segment.
I don't know why you guys hating on Tony Elliott so much.
And look, I'm not hating on anybody. I am just here. My whole job on this show is just hope a mirror to hypocrisy. That's all I'm doing. And to encourage people to think outside the box. That's it.
Okay.
Don't listen to the echo chamber that is your Twitter timeline. Don't listen to the echo chamber that is every conventional media person you hear. Just think differently. And then when somebody's saying something that doesn't make actual sense, we'll just talk about it. That's what I'm here for. And again, I'm not hating on Tony Elliott. Again, I'm not impressed with his resume. But could he come here and recruit? Yeah, sure. He's recruited. He gets credit on his 247 page. For landing, what, 5 stars.
There you go.
I would say you could pull up Jerry Pruitt's page and his would be pretty similar from his time as a coordinator and assistant coach. But again, for every Jerry Pruitt, there's a Kirby. My whole message this week has been I don't think there's any right formula for a head coach unless you're going to hire one of the top 4 or 5 guys in the country. But even then, you look at Michigan, and I would say everyone said they were getting a top 4 or 5 guy in the country with Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
He hasn't won there. So, there's not a no-brainer out here for us. So, please, if they hire Tony Elliott, will I be a little disappointed? Sure. But will I be disgusted? I don't think so. I kind of got to practice what I preach. Like, there are some guys out here that I know that aren't going to win here. If they hire Sonny Dykes, who went 19-30 at Cal.
Yeah.
I mean, if they hire Sonny Dykes, I will be irate, and I will say he is not going to win here. I have seen him fail. I have seen him not be very good. Same for, we don't have to worry about Bill O'Brien anymore. He's officially the offensive coordinator at Alabama. We don't have to worry about him anymore.
Yeah. I thought he was the quarterback's coach. Is he the offensive coordinator too?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not going there for a quarterback's coach job.
That's what I was confused about.
Like, there are some names I know that will not come here and win. But Tony Elliott hits the thing I've been saying I want, which is, let's swing for the fences. I don't want a guy who's failed before. So, Tony Elliott, would I rather have Tony Elliott or Tom Herman? Honestly, I'd probably rather roll the dice with Tony Elliott. Honestly, me personally.
Yeah, I agree.
And hope that you hit a double or triple. Here I am doing, Draven. I'm doing your job for you in terms of convincing people on Tony Elliott.
Appreciate it.
But, really, it comes down to that for me. And I've said that with Jamie Chadwell, and I've said that with Gerard Mayo, and I've said that with a couple other candidates. I want Tennessee to swing for the fences and hope they land a star. Now, with Tony Elliott, I think if you land a star, you're not going to feel ever comfortable about keeping him here.
He is young. He's only, 41?
Yeah. He's only 41, and he's a Clemson boy, but he's from California. I don't know how he ended up walking on at Clemson if he's from California. I don't know exactly how he ended up here, but I guess he attended the United States Air Force Academy prep school in 97. Mm-hmm. I don't know how still he ended up at Clemson, but either way. He might be good. But again, I don't know what his career aspirations are. I don't know what his goals are. So, with him, I would have him just lower just because if he is good, I think he would have eyes elsewhere.
Well, you could probably say the same thing about Gerard Mayo at the same time as well, just because he's a young and kind of upcoming coach as well.
You might could. He might love Tennessee. He might, be like, hey, I really want that Patriots job someday. Or maybe, he's just I don't really have any aspirations to be in the NFL. Because yesterday on his radio interview, he said, I just want to be a head coach somewhere. My goal is to be a head coach somewhere. So, like, I don't know. Like, like with him, he might want to go to the NFL. I think it'd be a little bit tougher to get him away from his alma mater, but either way. I think Jamie Chadwell would, if he was successful here, would want to stay here and retire here. Mm-hmm. Have a statue built here. Being an East Tennessee boy, talking about how, you know, as a volunteer and naming his kid after Heath Shuler. Like, to me, those things are all tiebreakers. But still, Tony Elliott, he could be a star here. Could he go in and recruit? Yeah, sure he could. Could he sell the Clemson brand? Yeah, he could. Same as Jeremy Pruitt could sell the Alabama brand. Didn't work, though. Didn't work, and here we are. So even that, again, isn't a slam dunk. And it would be a little confusing because it does seem like Plowman has gone out of her way to say they want a head coach that knows the job. So it's a little surprising to see that Tony Elliott has become the emerging name. I simply refuse to believe it. I think it's just some sources maybe from Tony Elliott's side and maybe his agent. I don't know if they're wanting a raise from Clemson. I don't know if he's just wanting to start getting his name out in head coaching circles. I believe, was he not mentioned for the South Carolina job?
I think so, he was.
He was mentioned for the South Carolina job. I don't know if there was ever like any interviews or interest or whatever, but I know his name had popped up before. But, you know, they've said they want an acting head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, once we hire Danny White, I think we're going bigger than, like, I've let the Gerard Mayo stuff kind of go. Like, I still think he's going to be a star, but, like, they're not. I don't think they're going to hire him. I don't think it's ever going to actually materialize.
Yep.
Not right now, anyway. Maybe in the future.
Yeah, I think in the future he's going to.
I think it'll probably be in the NFL.
I was going to say, forever. I think we're going to miss our window with him, and that's part of the reason I would rather roll the dice on him early is because I do think he is going to get a job, a big job in the next couple of years, and then Tennessee will be beneath him.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I was wanting to buy early. Like, when I'm swinging for home runs, like, you know, same as Jamie Chadwell. If Jamie Chadwell would have gone to South Carolina and been good, like, maybe Jamie Chadwell's like, I'm good here. South Carolina's my new home. As a part of, like, swinging for the fences, you're reaching a little bit early. You're not necessarily being safe.
True.
So, like, if Tony Elliott goes somewhere and gets a head coaching job, like, he might be off Tennessee's radar as well in a couple of years. Like, this hire is a pivotal moment for this program, obviously. Absolutely. There's a couple of young candidates that you can hire that could be winners here, or you can go and try to get the quote-unquote stable route. But nothing in Danny White's past makes you think he is going to go stable.
Yeah.
And just try to, you know, hit a single.
And we had Corey tweeted in that Danny White interviewed Tony Elliott at UCF.
He did.
And told him no. didn't hire him.
But at least he thought enough about him in 2017 to give him the hire. That was that before or after Frost? I think that was after Frost left before they hired Heupel. Is that right?
Yeah, that would check out.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine they hired him before Frost because Elliott wasn't even the running back coach.
Right. I was gonna say I'm pretty sure it was 2017 after Frost had left. They interviewed Elliott. Told him no at the time, but like it could be something where you're just on the radar now, and you've done a little bit more work, and you do have more experience as a coordinator, and you have gotten yourself a Broyles Award. Well, I guess you won it in 2017, so it must have been the year that you were interviewing him, probably. But at least we know he's on his radar. But that might just be where people are connecting the dots and saying, "Here's some people," because I mean the list was Lance Leopold, who he hired at Buffalo, who he has ties to, and Tony Elliott, who he has interviewed before. I don't know where the Sonny Dyke stuff comes from in terms of their relationship or where they've intertwined. I don't know. But, like, in Danny White's past coaching searches, they've kind of come as surprises.
Yeah.
He has hired somebody and kept it close to the vest. Like, people didn't know who the candidates even were. The story goes from UCF that the head coach, Josh Heupel, met with the team the day before the story broke, which is absurd. Like in coaching search circles. Now, granted, like maybe UCF has a little bit different of a media frenzy, but like keep in mind that's coming off of their national championship year and their undefeated year, where they're kind of one of the more talked about programs in the country. It wasn't like they're necessarily doing it at Buffalo; they're doing it at UCF, who was under the microscope at that time. But still, think about that. Like Heupel got in, met with the team before anybody knew who the coach was.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead and assume that the players here at Tennessee will find out who their head coach is via social media. Right? I mean, that's just how it goes. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me if I don't think that Danny White has released his list to people just yet. I think it's people just trying to connect dots and hearing from the other side of coaches who are interested and want to get themselves on the list.
Mm-hmm.
this is personally what I think. And I also don't think you go and make Danny White a godfather offer and then tell him, you know, come here and hire somebody, yeah, and he ends up with, you know, Tony Elliott or Sonny Dykes. Or,
yeah.
I don't think that is what will happen, but, you know, maybe it will. Maybe that's what he wants.
I do like a quote he just had where he said, I never started a coaching search without hearing from the student athletes first. So,
well, he met with them yesterday.
That's good.
Right? Was it yesterday he met with them? Was it via Zoom, I guess, because he just landed here?
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, some of those players are pumped up, and, like, Alante Taylor's tweeting about how he's the right man for the job and how he's all in and go get us the best coach in the country, blah, blah, blah.
That's good. I like that.
So I'm sure Danny White met with him, and, you know, I don't know if he's – when he says talking to them, I don't know if he's, like, pulling them on, like, what kind of coach they want or, like, who it is. It just might be like, hey, I do things in the right order. I'm not going to interview before finding out who I'm finding a coach for, just kind of as a respect thing.
Yeah, that would make sense. I like that approach. Just got to stay connected with everybody, you know, in the facility and stuff.
He says, ideally, it starts and ends with the student-athletes. I want to hear from them first, and I want them to be the first to find out who their coach is going to be. So, see, like, that seems important. So, like...
Mm-hmm.
Not so much like hearing from them first, but like wanting them to find out first.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It seems like he is going to try to play this as close as possible. And we might just find out, you know, again, after the team has. So, excuse me if I'm not buying these lists early. It might end up being one of them. I would be absolutely flabbergasted if it's Sonny bleeping Dykes, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I would be absolutely flabbergasted if it's him.
Would you rather have Lance Leopold from Buffalo?
Than Sonny Dykes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah,
but, I mean, what has he done, too, man? I mean,
more than Sonny Dykes?
He won like 114-6 or something like that at his D3 school. And again,
yeah,
you can throw that,
water, whatever.
You can throw that hand up, but, like, I mean, he's playing against his competition. I mean, it's fine. He's done more than Sonny Dykes has.
Yeah, he built them into a powerhouse.
I mean, at Buffalo, he went through his conference record. Was he like 17-4 the last 3 years or something like that?
They went 5-0 this year before they lost in the championship.
But, I mean, like 17-4 his last 3 years in conference, and that's kind of how you have to judge those schools there. Like, because I don't know who they're playing, you know, from the Power Five those years. Yeah. So I look at just how they do in their conference, and you know, I think
he's not been that good.
The last 3 years he's 17-4 his last 3 years.
Yeah,
I don't know.
25-20 overall, 37-33 overall. It's just like. But he's gotten better the last few years.
But look at
I'll
the conference. Look at his last 3 years in the conference.
Last 3 years have been good.
And like, I don't know what type of situation Buffalo was in, but I think, I mean, if we hired Lance Leopold here at Knoxville, or whoever we hire in Knoxville, like, I don't think we're going to be judging them too strong in the first 2 years with the shape the program's in. Like, I think this will be one where you have to see flashes. Don't get me wrong. They'll have to win some games, and they'll have to show like they know what the hell they're doing. But like, we're not going to hold his year one conference record against him. At least I don't think we will.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
We might, again, if he goes like 0-8 or if we lose to Vanderbilt or if he just looks clueless, then yeah, sure. But like, I think with Buffalo, you know, I look at the last 3 years after he gets there and his year three started winning.
Yeah.
That's usually what people say is give him 3 years.
Danny White said that interim Kevin Still is a candidate for the job.
Oh, God. Danny, don't say that.
But he also said everybody's a candidate.
I was about to say, everybody in the press.
So, yes, Saban, come on.
Email me your stuff. So, here we go.
Also,
anybody want to be a head coach?
Also, maybe I send in my resume and just cut a promo.
Send in my NCAA 14 record. Yeah. And he's
everybody's a candidate. We have not narrowed this thing down at all, but we will move quickly, he says. Let's go to break. We'll come back to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Listening to Danny White answer a question from Trey Wallace.
Fox Sports Inception.
Danny says he hates to lose. Really wants to win. Trey asks how can he win the fans' trust back, and he says, just know I'm going to work hard, and I really, really want to win. I hate to lose. Can't hire Sonny Dykes after saying that. But doing it the right way.
Yep.
All right, keep an eye on those press conference quotes from Danny White as he's addressing the media right now. We're back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. White Claw is crafted using their unique brew pure process and only the finest flavors to deliver a surge of pure refreshment and a hard seltzer like no other. White Claw Hard Seltzer made pure, only 100 calories. Ditch the beer belly bloat, but please, please, please drink responsibly. Some rumblings of two starters that enter the transfer portal coming back.
I saw that.
Interesting.
Guess who they are? And the names haven't came out yet, have they? No. I didn't think so.
I think there's some speculation around Wanya Morris.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Didn't he go to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's... So, is it Jameer, maybe?
I mean, what I saw was Austin Price saying Wanya Morris is who he said.
Didn't he officially, like, at Oklahoma
yeah, already.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, official.
I mean, he announced his, like, Twitter thing, but, I don't know if he signed or enrolled or anything.
But Tennessee cut his financial aid.
I'm just telling you what Austin Price posted. He said a lot of smoke around Wanya.
They could fix that if they really needed to, you know.
That's what the speculation is. People are talking about it. And,
interesting.
You know, Austin Price, one of the best reporters here in Knoxville in terms of keeping a finger on the pulse of what's going on over there. And he says lots of smoke around Wanya. It's not me reporting it. It's just chatter.
Hmm.
I don't know. I would have thought it was Jameer. Yeah, like, I would have thought Jameer would have been like, you know, didn't get enough big-time offers and knows he can be a starter here, and he'd have came back. But maybe Wanya's like, hey, Jameer's gone, so now I'm the starter.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's usually when they cut that financial aid, though, that you're gone. And they cut that really quick as soon as he entered the
portal. I feel like that's easy to get back once the semester starts, no?
Yeah, and there's still time to enroll, I think.
Yeah, I think they have
Well,
like
they've
the
already
27th.
Enrolled. I mean, like, the rumor is that the report is that the, you know, Jimmy Himes reported that there are two starters that have re-enrolled at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Hmm. Now, he just said they're not releasing the names yet. The names should come out shortly, but, like, there are two starters who have put their names back and enrolled at Tennessee, so if it was Wanya, like, he would have got his financial aid started back at that point.
Mm-hmm. Can we just search to, like,
You probably could search the database, but, like, you can go for it if you want and try to crack the code.
Is this Danny Watts' impact? Players wanting to come back, or do you think this is just something else?
Well, I would
say
we had a handful of guys who probably transferred that didn't have great offers. Like, I don't know what type of big-time programs would have looked at Corvarius Crouch's film and be like, hey, we're desperate to have you come here. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't put enough on film to have probably the level of schools he wanted coming to holler at him. And same as any of those linemen, too. Same for Morris as well. Like, Morris has the body, which I guess he got to Oklahoma, so maybe, like, he did have the offer he wanted. And, again, I don't know who it is. Hayden's searching the database right now, so maybe we'll come up with the name. But, like, you know, Jameer Johnson probably would have been a similar situation. Like, there's a handful of starters. Like, Eric Gray's the only one that I know for sure could go to, like, an elite program.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of feels like I'd be surprised if he was the one coming back. Wouldn't you, just a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think.
Eric Gray's in the database.
Is he?
When you search the directory.
Does it say active student, or how does that work?
Yeah, it says status active.
Status active?
It says athletics football. So it's the right Eric Gray. If this is how this works, I guess.
Well, I mean, like, if they're in the database, like, I mean, do they immediately deactivate students when they transfer? Like,
I did just look up my name, and it says I'm active, and there was somebody else's name below mine that said left December 19th or something like that from last semester, so they do update that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean,
Wanya Morris comes up too.
As active?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean.
It says, athletic football. Who were the other two that transferred?
Henry Toto.
I was about to say, look at Toto.
T-O.
I think so.
Yeah, see if he says inactive. And see if, like, any of those other players say inactive.
It says zero matches on
him.
Yeah,
when I type in Henry T, I don't even get, like, the option to try to find his name. So, he should be gone.
I don't think this is accurate.
I don't know how accurate this is. But,
okay. We're trying to be...
But those two guys did come up.
How do you spell Jameer Johnson?
J-A-H-M-I-R-J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yeah, I don't even know how to spell Johnson.
Just answering your question.
He says active on here, too. So, yeah, okay. I have no idea how active this is.
I don't know about this. Yeah. It seems suspect.
Yeah.
Let me search my name.
Seems like an inexact science. Danny White looks good. He passes the handsome test. Do you trust this man to lead your program, Draven?
Yeah, I do.
Just by looking at him and hearing what little we heard from him?
He looks confident, but he also looks like, you know, he'd cut a deal.
He looks like that car salesman that will pull some strings to get you what you want.
Exactly.
And I'm all for that.
That's what we need. Yeah, I'm all for that. Need. Don't you think he looks a little...
I mean, he looks like a man that knows how to get what he wants, if that's what you're implying.
Is it weird he's not wearing a tie?
That's what I was going to say. I'm a little...
That's what gives me the whole vibe.
I don't know how I feel about the tie. The lack of tie.
Again, preparation for him for this speech may be lacking a little bit.
Why isn't he wearing a tie?
And he doesn't want to be tied down to one candidate for head coaching job. That's why. He's leaving the options open, like his shirt.
I don't know what the exact proper etiquette is, but I feel like if I was up there, I would unbutton my suit. I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, that's a power move.
Having it buttons a power move?
Yeah, because everybody's expecting to walk in with a tie and all just cleaned up, and you're like, boom, here I am.
I'd like him better if he had a tie on myself.
You better go Colin Cowherd. You don't trust a quarterback with a backwards hat, and you don't trust an AD without a tie? Is that what's about to happen here?
Danny Watt did reiterate there was more than one national champion after the 2017 season.
There was. He was right.
I agree.
They didn't lose. Undefeated. Never lost. Hang the banner, Danny. Let's go. Don't back down from it now.
Yeah, you gotta own it.
So we got a national champion winning AD right now. Let's
go.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Philip Fulmer feels right now watching this?
He's fine. He's got his money.
Great with his check in the
yeah,
mail.
I was about to say.
Fulmer had to be so sick as like seeing all these head coaches make so much money, knowing that like, you know, yeah, in his day, like salaries are topping out like at $1 million for a while. Watching Jeremy you make four times that. Yeah. He's probably like, no, I'm getting my damn
every penny
out of I need every single cent of this. I built this place. I mean, that's what he thinks.
Fulmer doesn't care anymore, does he?
I think it'd be a shot in the pride though. Fulmer could barely speak at the last press conference. Seemed like a beaten down man. Now you got Danny up here working the crowd.
No tie.
No tie. Yeah, loose. Can't be bothered with a tie.
He probably just doesn't even own an orange one yet.
That's probably it.
To be honest,
because they're trying to give him the orange accessories, and yeah, I'd say he doesn't own an orange tie.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's something pretty easy they could get to him. Like, I don't know if you saw the picture of him getting off the plane, but his kids had a whole bunch of like Tennessee gear.
Already,
they like put like not like on, I don't think, but like in like a bag. Like, they loaded them up.
Yeah,
you could have somebody like get you a tie from the Vol shop.
He could have asked us. Like, I had an extra orange tie.
I don't think
tie.
I actually have an orange tie either.
Really?
No. I don't.
I have an orange tie.
Do you have one?
Wow. I have quite a few actually.
Do y'all? Well, y'all aren't professional Vols. Huh?
I mean, this guy's either going to be a stud or he's going to be a disaster. It's going to be very fun to yell at him because he's so confident and cocky. We'll have some great battles.
Oh yeah,
he's a worthy adversary.
Finally,
stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I'm going to be honest. I'm smitten by Plowman. I'm smitten by her. I like listening to her talk. I don't even want to do this segment because I just want to hear her do this interview. She seems just so much better than Bev.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah.
They asked her a couple questions during the commercial break. You know, whether or not Danny White and Tennessee would hire a search firm to try to find them a coach. And she just said, Danny decides. And then turned around and winked at him. Mm. Which I don't know if that means Danny decides whether or not they hire a search firm or if Danny decides who the coach is. Because to me it sounds like, you know, again, when you talk about Godfather offer and giving this guy control, like, I'd imagine he's going to get to pick who he wants. Now, the search firm might be able to put a list together, but if I'm Danny White, I have my list ready. Like, I don't need a search firm to do that.
Yeah, for sure. But it is nice that they're like, yeah, whatever you need, we got you.
Well, that's what's going to happen, and they asked why she picked Danny, and she said, I'll tell you two things. We didn't get to hear the second one, but the first one got me, got the blood flowing, Draven, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She said, when the search firm called Danny, they asked him if he'd have any interest in Tennessee. And all he said was, or the first thing he said was, I can win a national championship there. What's that do for you, Hayden? I see that smile on your face.
Yeah. He's already got one, John. He got two.
Well, he's talking about winning one here, though.
I know.
Yeah.
He knows what it's like.
He knows what it's like.
Yeah.
You think maybe he was like, I can actually win a real one. There? Like, they're never going to acknowledge this one at UCF. I can go get me an actual one.
One with an actual shiny trophy.
Did they get rings for those one in 2017?
I think so. They got the rings made. You just got to get them made.
They put up a banner. Yeah, we can get a ring for best show in Knoxville if we want it made.
I mean, Butch Jones got the Outback Bowl rings, didn't he?
There's a lot of coaches that do the bowl rings.
Mm. I mean, we got third in nationals at a UT track once, and I got a ring for that.
For the bronze? Basically, it's got a bronze medal. Were they bronze rings?
No, they were shiny and silver.
Hey. You can get rings made for anything.
Yeah.
I forgot what the name of the company was. They used to always come to your high school and try to.
Oh yeah.
Get you to buy stuff.
Did y'all buy class rings?
No, I didn't.
No.
Yeah, I was.
My
I
dad
was
said you can either buy a class ring or I'll give you some money.
I feel like class rings have died out.
So I took the money and went and bought a LaDainian Tomlinson jersey and some shoes.
Hey.
But the jersey didn't match the shoes, so I had to take it back. I swapped it out for, I believe, a Reggie White jersey.
Is it Balfour?
Balfour. Yeah, they always come in there trying to sell you their $200 rings. Yeah.
And cups. Yeah, get out of here. Tassels.
Yeah. Remember when you were in high school? Yeah, everyone does it, bro. It's high school. Dante and Danny seem like they have a good working relationship.
Yeah, off to a good start. See the confidence just oozing out of him into her a little bit, too, you know?
She seems like she knows what she's doing, too.
Yeah.
She seems like she knows what she's doing, too, and she seems very confident and sure. And, you know, something to, I don't guess if it's something to make note of, but he did go out of his way to say he's not paying attention to any of the lists you see circulating around the internet.
Yeah.
Which I don't know exactly what that means. Like, I would hope he's not drawing his list from the internet.
I think he's trying to just save it, like,
everyone's on the table, and like I haven't like honed in on anybody yet. Or
yeah, but he's not gonna like just look at like what the fans are saying online and be like, okay, they kind of want this guy. He's gonna go get the guy he wants.
They asked her about Kevin Steele. They asked her about the current coaches that are on campus, and she said that's just a question for our athletic director. How's that for dodging a question?
Matrix style.
I would love to see Donda and Bev debate.
Hey, who's winning?
Who's winning? Donda. Or Donda. I always call her Donda. Donda.
Donda.
Yeah. Turning to Kanye West's mom, Donda. Well, we didn't get to listen to all of it, but what do we think so far? First impressions of Danny White? Seemed a little nervous.
Yeah, a little nervous. Yeah,
stumbling over a couple of
things. That could also be just being not having time to really think about what you're going to say if you're just getting hired.
And it's also just being, you know, it's hard to answer questions from people.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's a situation where I doubt he's had a lot of sleep. And like you said, he's had a lot of preparation. I mean, this is all happening pretty quickly. Like, the search has moved quickly. It does make me think that this coaching search is going to move pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I think this guy's going to hone in on who he wants, and we will go out and get somebody. Now, whether or not that's Chad Morris 2.0 and Tony Elliott.
Whoever it is, what's your timetable here? What do you think?
You know, in terms of, like, just getting a guy announced?
Yeah, pretty much.
I would say, you know, at this point, I would almost be surprised if we didn't have a
– by the 27th.
27th, when is that?
That's the last time for like kids to be able to like enroll and stuff.
So. Is that Tuesday or Wednesday?
That is.
Oh.
Today's Friday, so Sunday would be the 24th, so 27th Wednesday. Would be Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'll say you'll have it. I would be surprised if we didn't have it by Tuesday morning, but I would say Monday. Yeah. It might even come out this weekend. Like this might go fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Tennessee actually has the money at their disposal that they're talking about.
Yep.
If they actually had the money at their disposal that they're talking about, I would imagine Danny could convince almost anybody in the country he wants. Like, if you're telling him that he can have $7 million to spend, and that has been the reports, that you can spend up to $7 million,
Why stop there?
I mean, really, they shouldn't stop there. Really, they shouldn't just go. Really, if he got somebody that he knows he can get and knows that he actually wants and they want $8 million, I would hope Tennessee would give him $8
million. Yeah, just bump that up for sure.
Yeah, like I hope that that's not the actual cap. Again, if he has a candidate that he thinks is a winner and would take the job, then I hope they let Denny do whatever he wants to do it.
I'm excited. I trust him. I feel like there's some trust in there.
We've been saying that a lot, right? We've been saying that a lot about him. He might put that to the test pretty early.
Yeah.
He might put that to the test pretty early if he runs out a certain level of coach.
That is the problem. That is the problem when you have a lot of trust in a new guy, huh?
Yeah.
But between Boyd and Donde and White, it does feel like you got some people over there that are pretty smart and savvy. And if the expectation right now if what they're talking about over there in the facility is national championships, that's a good starting point.
Don't you love he said that? Not just getting the program out of the dumps. He wants to be back on top.
Win a championship.
Love it.
Well, he wasn't the one that said it. Donde's the one that put it out there for him. He's like, I don't know if you've said this or if you want me to say it, but here's what he said. Win a national championship here. So, like, once you start saying that, like, I mean, it would be nice if that's the actual goal they're working towards. Danny White with a message for Tennessee fans. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
Good idea. That's what idea, Danny.
Sounds like Danny's soft already.
Yeah.
I'm out now. Hour one of the books. We'll kick off hour two with headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks.